Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tom Petty. That's the Heartbreakers in the background there. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Sean Murphy. Switchandshift.com, is that right, Sean? Switchandshift.com. The book is called The Optimistic Workplace. Hey, Sean, talk to us about, you've got some rules that we can use, some tips and best practices for recognizing employees to help them to know that we care about them. Because let me stick one little tidbit of research in here. I've been tracking this particular statistic for decades, almost a handful of decades. And year after year in the exit interviews, the top reason why people leave a business is almost always because they did not feel appreciated. What do you think?
Yeah, hands down.
Money's 5, 6, 7. It's never even in the top three.
No. And the sad thing about this is it's always a surprise to managers. And when I teach managers about recognition rules, they're like, really? I need to do that? It's their job. It's like, No, you're missing the point. So here's these are real simple things to keep in mind to really express your appreciation. One, and this one gets a little controversial, is recognize your employees publicly. I don't care if you're having like a special lunch or if you're just doing a huddle in the morning before the day gets going. Make sure that people know, that your team knows, that you're paying attention and that you want to call out certain behaviors that are really valuable, and you do that publicly. The reason why that gets a little controversial is because some employees don't like the spotlight on them.
Mm-hmm.
So just you got to keep that in mind if somebody's really shy or really conscientious about that.
Well, I think that's the kind of thing. If somebody's done a good job and you're recognizing them, I wouldn't worry about whether they were shy or not. You know what I mean? They need to get over that. They may act shy. I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say they may act shy, they may demur, they may blush a little bit, but you know what? Deep inside in their heart of hearts, they like it.
Yeah. Well,
err on the side. If it's a good thing, if you're doing it for the right reasons and they've earned it, let them have it. That's what I say.
I agree with you that most people on some level are grateful for the acknowledgement.
Yeah. I'm not going to worry about it. If somebody does a good job and I want to recognize them and I want people to know about it, I'm not going to worry about anything else. I'm just going to celebrate them.
There you go. The other thing that I think is really good to make sure you have a practice going is that you have peers recognizing peers. That carries a lot more weight than
boss
recognizing employees. So if there's, again, in the huddle, or if you've got some kind of method where you have people on the spot recognizing others, getting peers to do that is a great way to get that motivation going to make sure everybody knows that, hey, you're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would be an example of how you would pull that off? Because that seems to be like harder to manage and to organize so that it does, because I could see where that could be fraught with a little bit of peril.
It could be, it can. I think the first thing is don't make it this program. Make it more about just the fluid interactions between people. And one way that I've seen work in some businesses is they have what they call a kudos box.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, you and I are working. We're working with a customer, and you do something that just really made a big difference for the customer, and I'm working along with you. I could just write down, hey, Jim, did such and such for our customer, put it in a kudos box. And then weekly or every 2 weeks, you just pull out the kudos box and you share them in a group meeting.
You know, let me tell you another one you could do, you could encourage your people to do. It doesn't even have to be a box. If somebody, if you're in sales and some service person does a good job, send them an email, congratulate them, and copy their boss.
Yeah, I think that's good. I do. I think, though, that what I have seen is email tends to be overused, and as a result, sometimes the impact of another email gets lost. So I'd say yes, but just vary the way that you recognize
each other. That's a good suggestion. Hey, Sean, I need your website again, please.
Switchandshift.com.
And the book?
The Optimistic Workplace.
There it is. Hey, Sean, good job today. Come back soon.
Will do.
Sean Murphy, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.